Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
British Sofia Galani is a singer and songwriter who began her musical career at age 9, starring as a lead in the musical Evita, where she sang Don't Cry For Me Argentina, which was a commercial success, running for 4 nights at the Olivia Awards. Since then, Sofia has devoted herself to her music through writing, producing, self-promotion, and directing music videos all independently. With an impressive collection of singles to her name, including the acclaimed Water Run Dry, and Levels, both featured on BBC Introducing. Sofia's bold and invigorating avant-garde pop sound is making waves worldwide, with hundreds and thousands of plays and streams across multiple platforms, and performing on the main stage at Haslemere Fringe Festival, Surrey Pride, various HMV stores across the UK and South Bank Centre. Her music and live performances continue to leave a mark. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Sofia Galani. Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm in the UK and I'm in Surrey and I'm doing great.
At what age, whether as a child or teenager, did you feel cool? I want to be in this creative world. And how did that journey progress?
I've always been a really, really like loud, bold, expressive person. And I think it came to a point where I just wanted to express myself through music. And so it started with, like, you know, the classics, the talent shows, the little songs that you write here and there, which were kind of horrible, but we move. And eventually I released my first single at 12. And from there, we just kept cracking. It was such an amazing release. And I had such an amazing team supporting me. And I still do have an amazing support system.
So you released your first single at 12 professionally, correct?
Yes, I did. Ain't a Game.
At that age, how did you think, okay, I want to do this now, and not wait until finishing school, for example?
If I'm really, really honest with you, I like to do things in the now. And I think at that point, I was really impatient of just like kind of simmering, bubbling in the back. I just wanted to get started now and then have that journey start early, because I think both me and my, you know, parents knew that if I started now, it would be able to help me develop a lot throughout my music. And that is, it's very true. Today, like, I'm such a better songwriter, such a better lyricist. I think it's definitely allowed me to get, you know, a head start in my music career, which I've always really loved.
What is the difference from your personal experience between releasing a song as sort of a teenager child compared to releasing one as an adult?
I'd say as a teenage child, you don't take it too seriously. Like, it's fun. It's your music, you know, it's getting out there. And I think now it's definitely something that has more construction around it, if that makes sense. Like, I care about the music. I care about the visuals. I care about how it presents itself and like the world around it as well. I just think the messages that come from my music are so important because it represents me. It represents my name. So I think releasing music now is just, it's more of a like a journey or experience. I can appreciate it more than maybe I did when I was younger.
What or how do you create a song?
Oh, it basically starts when I feel like any intense emotions or I've gone through like an experience, because my music is a reflection of me. And it is quite literally a few notes, like a few words in my notes app. I have not done pen and paper for a very long time. And then from there, when I'm feeling particularly inspired, I like to go back and like form those songs, like fully fledged songs, and start building like some melodies around it, some tunes, something that I think would reflect the lyrics quite well. But I'm definitely more of a lyrics first than melody and developing a beat kind of person.
And do you always write by yourself or do you ever collaborate with others?
So far, all my songs I've just written by myself. I think that's why I'm quite hot on my sleeve when it comes to music. I really, you know, put my experiences and pour myself into my music. But, you know, I'm always open to collaborating with other people in the future.
Okay, so you mentioned a little while ago about lyrics. So I'm not sure if you're aware of NLP. So NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. This is a way that people process information. A subsection within neuro-linguistic programming where we have three process types. whereby we develop as a young child, as a young person, a dominant type. So there's dominant, secondary, and tertiary.
Okay.
Dominance means you're in that space for the majority of the day. Secondary, maybe a couple of hours. Tertiary, maybe half an hour. There are three of them. There's visual people, auditory people, kinesthetic people. So visual people process information through pictures. So as I'm speaking right now, visual people seeing pictures in their mind. Auditory people is about the words. You hear the word, you understand the word. You have to put the word into the sentence, you understand the sentence, so on and so forth. Kinesthetic people, again, kinesthetic, it's about the energy, the emotion, the tone of voice, all those sort of unseen elements. Now, focusing specifically on music, and this is why I'm bringing it up, was you mentioned lyrics.
I'm learning so much.
When you listen to songs by yourself or others, as in the end result, are you creating pictures on what you're hearing? Is it about the lyrics or the words, or is it about the feeling?
I think initially, like when creating the song, it is about the feeling. I think without that feeling, it's difficult for me to make music that like is heartfelt, that's authentic. But when it comes to the end result, when we start thinking about more than just the music, I start to listen to it again and then try to process it visually because that is the next steps. But I think to the roots of it, to the core of it, it's very much like feeling, energy.
And when you're listening to songs by the artists, are you able to just relax and listen to them for what they are? Or is your creative brain unpacking what you're listening?
Oh my God, it's always unpacking because I love to hear the harmonies and the layering and just like the technical. I'm such a nerd. The technical bits of certain songs, like Ariana Grande, for example, her songs are very layered, very, and Beyonce as well. They have a lot of harmonies, a lot of structure to it. And so when I listen to it, you know, you hear the messages first because it's initial, but as you keep listening to it, it's just fun to hear all these different like things in the background and like how they've done it, how they've chosen to like sing certain melodies and switch it up. I don't know. I just love analyzing songs. And as a creative, I think it's the best part, personally.
Oh, so it doesn't frustrate you. I've spoken to other artists and it's like, oh, I can't listen to songs anymore because I'm just unpacking them.
I think it adds to the experience, if I'm really honest with you. Okay. I know I can't unpack it. I think that's just the analytical part of me that, you know, just does it naturally. So it doesn't frustrate me as much.
Interesting. I love me a CD. I still budget my CDs every month. For me, it's an energy exchange to say thank you to you guys for all the hard work that you create. I love the journey of the experience, the unpacking, the booklet, the thank yous, etc., etc. I'm unsure if you're aware that vinyls, massive comeback last year, a couple of years ago, 5.9 million sales in the UK, the biggest since 1990. Last year as well in the UK, there's a basket of products where they gauge exchanges on, and there needs to be a certain number of exchanges for a product to be in this basket for tax purposes. And because of the upsurge of CDs, that is now back in the basket. Even cassettes are upsurging. And the research is showing it's actually the teenagers, it's the younger kids that are buying into this world, not necessarily the older nostalgic people. And then we also have the streaming platforms. What are your observations or experience of the landscape at the moment?
At the moment, actually, I've actually got a CD out. It's very new. It's like a little tiny project and it's called Pieces of Me. And that's in a few HMVs, which are record stores in the UK. And we're actually in the process of doing a vinyl. So I think definitely, especially vinyl. Vinyl is something that's really, really popular around here. I think, you know, a lot of people want to have the physical. They want to have like something to treasure from the artist. And while streaming platforms are still very popular because they're very accessible, I think the process of like going into a store, finding a new artist that you like or an artist you already like, and having like a piece of me. I think it's something that is definitely rising again. And I don't ever think that it will really, really die out because it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of thought that's put into it. And again, it represents the music.
What's happening over the next coming period of time?
Oh, very, very busy summer. I'll tell you that much. Like I said, I've got the vinyl coming out soon. But before all that, I have a new single coming out, which is called Chains. And then as well as that, but I have a few gigs. I'm actually headlining the Hippodrome stage at Exeter Pride, which will be very, very fun. I know. Woohoo. And then I'm performing at Paper Dress Vintage Boutique. which is going to be a very fun night. And we have a few more gigs coming, a little mini UK tour, but that's all on my socials, on Instagram, sophia.onisa.golani. So you guys can check it out there.
What do you enjoy about performing live?
I love performing live. It's like the best part of being a musician. It's really electric. And I think being able to like see people actively enjoy your music and like sing along and kind of all that hard work you've had in the studio be released out into the big wide world. It's just a really, really fun feeling. And I get loads of people coming up to me afterwards, you know, saying, what was I singing? What's coming next? And I think it's just a great way of engaging with the music community past screens, past streaming platforms.
I'm the dude that's right up in front. I'll take my phone out for a couple of photos, couple of videos, and I'll put it away. But I notice these days a lot of people are having their screens up for a lot of the time of the show. So you mentioned past screens, but then from the person being on the stage, seeing a bunch of screens, does that frustrate you because you're seeing screens instead of eyes, or it's just where society is at the stage?
I mean, it can be daunting not seeing actual people's eyes and just seeing cameras. But at the end of the day, people, I think the intention behind having their phone out is because they want to capture that moment and they want to keep it for themselves, similar to what I was saying about the CD and the vinyl. And, you know, I appreciate all the little tags I get on these posts with like my performance and stuff and people enjoying it. So I think while it would be nice if, you know, maybe we just took a few pictures and videos and then we put it away and really lived in the moment, I'm definitely not disputing that. I think it's just society's way of saying that they love something and also trying to tell other people that they love something.
I love this game. I know if I had to ask this question in 2 minutes, 10 years, 5 minutes, I know your answer will be different every time. I understand that and I recognize that. I'm not saying favorites. I'm saying top of mind. If you had to push play to five artists once we finish this conversation, and if you can think of specific songs of those artists, who would those five artists be? And if you can think of songs, what would the songs be?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Lucky Day, loving R&B right now. So his song, That's You. Flo, again, R&B, My Bag. Ariana Grande, My Hair. You can tell I'm on a pattern. Oh, let me think. What else am I listening to at the moment? I'm listening to a lot of Charlie Puth at the moment. His song Lipstick is really fun. That's four.
Yeah.
And then a final one would have to be, we'll say my new single, Chains.
Sophia, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
One, thank you so much for having me on here. Two, you know, check me out on my social. There's more things coming up all the time. And three, if you are looking for a bold, experimental and independent artist who you can relate to at any stage of your life, Sophia Galani is the artist to go to.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.